On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Tom Crowsdale.
Students up and down the country have been picking up their GCSE results. More than one in five have got one of the top three grades. Hannah goes to the Cornwallis Academy in Linton in Maidstone. We watched her open the envelope.
I actually can't believe it. I'm so happy. I honestly was not expecting this. I was expecting a six. This is actually insane. That's the highest I've ever got in anything.
Well, Hannah's not the only one who's happy. We've been asking students from schools across Kent how they've done.
I did pretty well. I passed what I needed to pass and I'm quite happy with the results I got.
Yes, I'm happy with them. The support from this school has been amazing. I wouldn't have been able to got half the results I did without them.
Very shocked and surprised I did as well as I did.
Shocked? Yeah, no, I'm feeling really good, still kind of shaking. So.
This is actually insane. That's the highest I've ever got in anything.
Yeah, I just feel really good, honestly. I didn't expect to do this well. Really happy with my results.
I'm over the moon. It's amazing. I didn't think I was going to pass most of them.
I didn't realise how well I'd do. Like, up until the car journey here, I was so ready to receive bad news.
Mark Lester's the principal at Folkestone School for Girls. He's told KMFM he's over the moon with how his pupils have done.
A fantastic set of results and a real reflection on how hard the girls have worked and how hard the staff have worked for the girls. And what's really pleasing is that we have managed to achieve that and it's still a happy school.
Well, across the country, there's been a slight increase in the pass rate, despite some people saying the exams are getting harder. Roger Goff's the man in charge of education at Kent County Council.
Nationally, we've seen the very highest grades go up a little bit. We can't yet say exactly how that's been replicated or not here in Kent. But equally, until we see what's happened with some of the grading and the grade boundaries, quite hard to know what that means.
Well, if you haven't done as well as you'd hoped, you're being told not to worry. Here's Wendy Robinson from Childline.
It's important not to compare your results to anyone else's. If you're not happy with what you've got, just take a breath, find someone you trust that you can talk to, and start to think through your options and your choices for going forward.
So attention now turns to next year, with many staying on at sixth form or going to college. Simon Cook's the principal of Mid Kent College. He's told KMFM it's not just all about A-levels.
Our economy needs lots of great individual employees, and that's not just them having qualifications, that's people with great attitudes, great behaviours, great aptitude and great skills in lots of different things. And so our technical qualifications help students to get that step up into getting some really good jobs.
Well, we've got a live blog on GCSE results day at kentonline.co.uk, and Emma Jo's got more advice after seven here on KMFM if you're not sure about what to do next.
KMFM News.
In other news, flowers and cards are being left alongside a river in Sandwich where a six-year-old boy died. Lucas Dobson's body was found in the Stour yesterday, 5 days after he fell in while on a fishing trip. Chief Inspector Mark Weller's thanking everyone for their help in the search.
We've had great support from the community in terms of searching, but equally in terms of support to officers, you know, drinks and so on and so forth. Salvation Army, Red Cross have been absolutely amazing, fire service, but most of all the search and rescue teams. The divers have done an absolutely amazing job and incredibly grateful.
A man's in hospital after being stabbed in Tunbridge Wells. Emergency services were called to Calverley Road at around 7 o'clock last night. Police say they're investigating. A 74-year-old man from Margate has been found guilty of sexually assaulting one of his former pupils in the 80s. A court heard Barry Hastings from Edinburgh Road attacked his teenage victim 8 times between 1983 and 1985. He's been locked up for 7 years.
KMFM News.
Boris Johnson's meeting the French president in Paris this lunchtime. Emmanuel Macron's told him the EU can't get rid of the backstop from the Brexit deal. That's the controversial part of the agreement that aims to prevent a hard Irish border. Police are still looking for a teenager who reportedly threatened two others with a weapon in Tunbridge. Armed officers were called to the Golden Green area yesterday evening. It's thought one of the victims had his watch stolen. Inspectors say care's improved at Darren Valley Hospital in Dartford. The watchdog says the NHS trust that runs it is now rated good overall, even though there are still some safety concerns. In 2018, bosses were told that they needed to do better. And it looks like we're in for a hot one this bank holiday weekend. Forecasters reckon it could get up to 33 in some places on Monday.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and it's day one of the third Ashes test at Headingley after rain delayed the start of play at lunch. Australia were on 12 for 1 in their first innings. Kent's Joe Denley is playing for England, who are 1-0 down in the series. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.